Blog Talk Radio.
I've been trusting and confessing the wrong things, been messing with my head, but you're caressing, release pain, distressing, and instead of concentrating on situations, I'm facing steady pacing and I'm making no moves. I'm hesitating and I'm nervous.
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Little technical difficulties. I didn't have the program scheduled today. We didn't have a phone to dial in on. My phone died this week, and it's just the devil trying to keep us apart. I don't listen to him. Well, this is. I have Auntie Carrie.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening.
And you're done.
Yes.
Good evening.
And Tawana, good evening.
Good evening.
And Auntie Scott?
Yes, good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
We have this hello.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I know we didn't finish what we were planning to do last week, but did anyone volunteer to do the opening prayer?
Because we were reading from this book. You didn't do none.
You didn't sign
I didn't
anyone.
Think I did either. I didn't see it anywhere.
You didn't sign right. Nobody because you said you were going to read, go back on the book.
Right. That's
so you didn't
okay.
sign nobody.
I thought I missed that. That's all right.
Now,
I
you
didn't see it.
Nobody do nothing. You just said you're going to go back to the book and do that.
Yeah, that's all right.
Uh-huh.
You know what? We're going to always pray so that the Lord can bless us as we get started. So I'll go ahead and start us off. I just didn't want to take control if I had assigned it to someone.
Oh, you ain't signed nobody.
Well, Mother Yeah, I'm going to pray the prayer on page 2. Dear God,
okay.
I am grateful that I can be strong and courageous with you by my side. There is nothing that I will recover today on my own because you are with me. But the word of Joshua 1:9 will stick deeper into our heart and mind. Remind me and these words if I begin to worry today. Thank you for being with me as with us. Wherever we go, in Jesus' name, amen.
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 Amen. You, Mother Nine. This is how we're going to. But
you break
it
down.
Am I?
Yes.
We got Bruce's phone today. Is that Tawana?
Yes.
I'm
I think last week we talked about what about that is the building versus the physical company.
You keep going in and out.
Okay, yeah.
We can't hear you.
Let me mute everybody just a moment, okay?
Okay.
Go in the kind of worries. It was kind of like, I feel tested for one. I'm not putting any things. We're all just talking about how it makes us feel when we worry. So, can you hear me?
Hello? You're breaking in and out.
I'm still breaking in and out.
Yes.
Let me try to dial my phone to see if that. Hello, Tawana. Can you hear me good now?
Yes.
No breaking in and out.
No.
Okay, I'm on my phone, so let's see how we go. All right, thank you guys for your patience. All right, so as I was saying, we just kind of stroke tallied the different behaviors that were on page 15 in red of that we had, and what we came up with is that when we're all worrying and concerned about things, the majority of us become short-tempered, the majority of us suffer from trembling, and sleep issues. So those were the three main things that that was impacting us, and which, as we know, that could have a detrimental effect on our physical being as well as our mental being. So what I'm going to do now, we're just going to pick up down below that. I'm going to assign people to read those portions, and then we're going to go through some of the questions, and just feel free to share whatever's on your heart. Tawana, would you be willing to read starting right below excessive crying?
Okay. I never met a person who says, I'm so glad that I'm a worrier. Being a worrier is the best thing that has ever happened to me. In fact, the question that I'm asking most often is, how can I stop worrying so much? But before we get to that question, I want to ask a different question. How does worrying begin? Worrying begins when you face unpredictable situations and you don't know what will happen next. I don't like it when I can't see what's coming. I'm not comfortable when I can't name or prevent the dangers that lures down the street and around the corner. All of those unknown events in my life and yours are what we call uncertainties. Uncertainties is defined by what if questions. Uncertainties invite insecurity. When we are uncertain, our hope is that if we can feel in the answer to that what if question, then we will feel safe and stable.
Amen. You know, it's funny that I'm listening to this, and our Sunday school lesson today, and the pastor that spoke today talked about faith. And, you know, it really plays a huge part in here, is just having a little faith can help us understand and eliminate some of the worries in our lives. Because we don't know what God's plan is for our lives. And we can get anxious about that, but he's not going to tell us every step of the way of what he wants for us in our lives. So it's kind of like we need to take that approach with all the other things that are happening in our lives that we feel is out of control, but still just have some faith. So one of the first questions that it asks is, are you dealing with an area of uncertainty in your life? And if so, what feels open-ended and unknown about it? You know, just speaking from my perspective, it's fear sometimes, not knowing. And you know you're in a situation and you feel like you're being drowned by the situation. It's the fear of the unknown. That's my thought. Anyone have anything else they would like to share around that?
Yeah.
Oh, hold on. I got to unmute you guys. Sorry. Okay, everyone's unmuted. Anyone have anything they want to share around that as far as the uncertainties in your lives and how it overwhelms you?
We need to build our faith.
Speak up, Mom.
We need to build our faith up. We have a lot of times we find ourselves with low faith, and we let anxiety take over. And this is telling us if we be strong in faith, then the anxiety will not take over and our fear will not rule us. But if we got little faith, fear will rule us in whatever we are faced with. That's what I have to say about this. And this will stop our worry so much.
Amen.
Anything that's quiet tonight. Well, I think though, you know, one of the things, and I don't want to be the sole talker, but it's just kind of just sitting with me because this is probably, I would say, a lot of our areas of fear is we sometimes don't want to talk about it. We feel like nobody else understands how I feel about this. And I think that creates more fear within our hearts because we want to keep it dear to our heart that, you know, this is bothering me and, you know, I don't want people to judge me because I'm going through this. And maybe it's because I made a bad choice and a bad decision. But, you know, sometimes our biggest problem is getting past ourselves to be able to identify what these things are so that we can find more joy and peace in our lives. Again, that's just for me, for what I've dealt with in my areas of worry. If no one else has anything they would like to share with the group as a way that you deal with worry, we can move on with the next section.
I need to learn how to deal with worry. Not necessarily. My faith is not that strong, so my anxiety is very bad right now. So I have to think about what's going on in my life and try to focus on God to help me with the focus of my life.
Yeah, that was beautiful because that's really the first step. And the first step is understanding, you know, where you are, what is triggering it, and what could I have done differently to not allow it to trigger it. And then even when it does trigger, how can I get out of it, you know, so that I don't worry the next day about it. And, you know, a lot of times, you know, we say it, it sounds so cliche, just give it to God and this, but, you know, just try it. Just try and see what happens the next day. God, I'm giving this problem to you. I'm going to bed. I'm going to sleep. And you know, I literally talk to him like that. And people may think you shouldn't do it that way, but, you know, God wants us to come to him in any way that we need. So, you know, if you want to live in joy and peace, you have to have the faith and trust him that he's going to do what necessary. Just keep in mind that he knows the beginning and the end of what you're going through in the first place. So who best to give yourself a to? Anyone else have anything they would like to share? Thank you, Tawana. That was very beautiful.
Thank you.
Yes.
Right now.
Did someone else say something? It sounds like someone's trying to say something, but we can't hear you. Did someone say anything? Okay, well, Deacon Lowe wants to share something.
I have found it, you know, we don't worry regardless because that's of our nature. But if we trust in the Lord to guide us step by step, it's him that guide us anyway. We don't, we strangers here. We don't really know what's really going on to a certain extent. And, you know, it's like we're walking in darkness even though the sun is shining.
Mm-hmm.
So I have decided to start giving changing directions during these times for my own convenience,
mm-hmm.
to keep me mm-hmm. at peace. You know, what does it take to keep me at peace?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you have to push some people away out your life for a moment, you have to do whatever it takes for you to regain and sustain your peace.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you dwell in Christ, he'll show you the way if you study his word. That's what he wants us to do. Everything that we need, everything that we need to know is all in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Frankly, every step of insecurity in life that we have to face, or something like an intuit as an allegory or so. But you know, I say change directions in your life, and then let the cards fall where they may. Because we're not in control in this world. And we have to surrender ourselves unto him from whom we believe in. And we have to be very careful to make sure that it is him that we are following. And the only way we'll be able to be secure with that, to have the faith to keep believing that, is to dwell in his word. So I want to encourage everyone. If it ain't for 2 or 3 days out of a week, that ain't asking for much to give unto God. Spend some private time. Read one of the read a chapter or two. Do something in the Bible to help your understanding in a wise and peaceful manner of where you could get what you need for the next adventure. Because when we get stuck on fighting what we worried about at that time, not realizing some more stuff is up ahead. And we can't keep getting stagnated in what's been happening. We can't do nothing about that now. We got to keep looking unto the author and finisher of our faith. And that's in Jesus. If you don't dwell in Jesus, you ain't going to have no peace. Not saying you ain't going to have no trial and tribulation either. But he always finds us a way out of them. We ain't got to live this long of anything of our own. And I give thanks to God every morning. He's been waking me up kind of early. So when he wakes me up, the first thing I do is start to pray.
Mm-hmm.
I give thanks to him. His son ain't up yet, but I don't know. He's been waking me up, and when he do, I give him thanks. And I'm getting to want to spend more time in giving myself unto him, dwelling in his word, practicing his word or his ways as I walk with him. You know, it's like sometimes you have to start all over again. You know, it's like you have finished one level, then you move on to the next level. But if you're not studying the word, you won't be able to last on that next level that the Lord is calling you to. You have to dwell in his word and learn to change directions at times to where it benefits you, it soothes you. Whatever it is that you need to do, listen to music, watching your favorite programs, videos, movies, going to the park, spending some time in church, Bible class, Sunday school, Bible study, you know, anything to get to know more of Jesus, it'll help us along our way as long as we're here. And we should all be willing to strive to walk with him that way and have the faith to believe in him that he is the author and finisher of our faith. Amen.
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 Anyone else before we move on? Auntie Dot, would you read the next section on the bottom of page 15 up until we get to the red writing?
Okay. Oh, the nations weep, you are going to learn from the Israelites how God will empower you to win over worry. And you do not have to be a chronic worry to benefit from our study. That is a Chinese proverb that advises, dig well before you are thirsty. If you do not have many worries, then use this time to dig your well. Uncertainty can find us at any time. So now is the time to prepare for it. To climb the pop, let's look at Jesus. Worry in Matthew 6. This is one of the best known teachers over worry and a great place to begin our study. Jesus. Timeless words are revealed to our lives today and would have encouraged the Israelites during Joshua's time too if they could have heard them.
Amen. Thank you for reading
Amen.
That, Auntie God. Amen. Mm-hmm. Sister Shirley, would you read Matthew 6, 25, 27 on the margins of that page for us, please?
That is why I tell you not to worry about everyday life, whether you have enough food and drink or enough clothes to wear. Isn't life more than food and your body, more than clothing? Look at the birds. They don't plant or harvest or store food in barns, but your Heavenly Father feeds them. And aren't you far more valuable to him than they are? Can all your worries add a single moment to your life?
Amen,
amen.
Amen, amen. I really love this verse because you know, it really lets us know there's no need to work. But our flesh, you know, and that's what we deal with every day is fighting our flesh. That's what I meant by fighting ourselves because in our minds we know that God is in control, but there are times we try to be in control of what our destiny is, and God is letting us know you don't need to worry about things. I'm already got that prepared for you. And it's that uncertainty of unknown that kind of triggers us. And I'm sure everybody answered those first three questions, but we're going to go ahead and go through them. What were the three things that you told us not to worry about?
Food, clothes, and clothing.
Okay. Didn't know the first three things we always in the store spending our money on.
Food.
Go to the grocery store, we're going to spend $50 and come out there $150 later.
Yeah.
And it's helping not to worry, you know. But
then we don't know where to go put it. We don't have room to put it. We need bigger barns.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Anyone have anything else they want to share around that verse and how it relates to, you know, how they deal with certain things in their lives before we move on to the next question?
Yeah, we do.
Okay. The next question says, what does his words about the birds tell us about God's desire to take care of us? I don't want to just call on him, but I'm assuming we all work this. So if you don't want to give an answer, just say you pass on it. I'm going to call on Auntie Carrie. Would you like to answer that question?
I think it was just letting us know that if he takes care of the birds in the air, and you are much more valuable because we are made in his image. So he loves us, and we love him, so he will take care of us. And the birds, he always provides for everything. He is our provider.
Amen. 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 Any other feedback? Now let's go back to verse 27, and it says, "Can all your worries add a single moment to your life?"
No.
And so it basically says,
no.
"How productive is your worry?" You know, if anything, it's taking away time from our lives. Because we stand up at night, can't sleep, because we're thinking about this, worried about that. So definitely. And the next question is, how does Jesus' words apply to your life right now? Auntie Betty, would you like to answer that one?
I would say richly he applied to our lives. And because he is better than good to us. Because everything he does, he does for us. And he is better than anything that could ever happen to us in life. Jesus is better. And he's bigger. And he's willing and just waiting for us to come run to him with open arms.
Amen.
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 Amen. Anyone else want to share if there's anything different from that? What I have written down here says just trust and have faith in him. Because he's already said in the first verses that he's going to take care of us. So we just continue to have trust and faith in God to take care of us.
Amen.
True. Amen.
All righty. If I could have, I got to keep up with who I'm calling on. Sister Barrow, would you mind the next verse for us?
Oh, yeah. Jesus called on a hillside to a crowd of people from all walks of life, but everyone in the crowd had something in common. They worried. Excuse me. How do we know they worried? Because Jesus was teaching on it. If you
need to be a little louder.
If you've been, I got time, feeling guilty because you worried too much, I encourage you to let go of that guilt. Jesus taught on worry because he knew that it would be a struggle for us. You aren't alone in your struggle. In the remaining verses, chapter 6, Jesus continues talking about worry as well as the solutions for worry. We'll talk about that solution throughout the week of our study. Today, I just want to reassure you that you don't have to worry because God will take care of you no matter where you are or what you are going through. Now, are you ready for more encouragement?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay. Amen. I'm just wondering, I'm going to go on to the next part. Thank you for reading that, Sister Vera. The next section talks about applying. This was our Monday homework. And basically it says, today you may have a long list of items on your to-do list or a lot of on your mind. Regardless of your personal schedule, begin working to memorize this week's memory verse. You'll encounter the main message of this verse in many ways throughout our study, but I hope this message will encourage you today. So basically what we're doing is filling in the blanks for this particular verse. to tell us which verse it is. So Joshua 1:9, our favorite verse. So I'm going to read it, and if we all can kind of join in and fill it in, because I think we all know the answers. Have I not commanded you? Be
strong.
And
courageous.
Do not be frightened. Do not be dismayed, for the
Lord,
your
God.
On page 17, you're filling in the blank.
Okay.
So basically it says, have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous, do not be frightened and do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go.
Wherever you go, always.
Yeah. So what the homework asked us to do, just continue to repeat that verse out loud to ourselves and just let it settle in our heart. And then the third option asked us to rewrite it. And everywhere you will put your name into it when it talks about you or I. So I don't want to anybody do the exercise and put their name in it. And if I'm just going to kind of go down the line a little bit here. And then I want you to tell me, what did it feel like after you said it over and over again? So I'm going to start off with Auntie Carrie. Auntie Carrie, how did it feel when you put your name in that verse like that?
I passed.
Okay, no problem. We can do that. Auntie Betty, how about you?
I feel like he was speaking to my heart, so I could just focus on Jesus when I put my name in there.
Yeah.
Amen. All right.
Amen.
Sister Shirley, would you like to share?
Yes, speaking to my heart does about sum it up. It makes it personal. God is talking to me.
Yeah.
He is there for me, and he's telling me to be strong and courageous because God got it.
It's
true. Amen.
It's very true. I don't know if everyone got a chance to practice it, but I'm going to share that when I kept saying it and kept saying it and kept saying it, I just felt like after a while he was saying it back to me, you know. And it really is very heartfelt. Very heartfelt. I didn't get to everybody. Barry Sean, if you want to share how it makes you feel.
Just a personal message to me as well.
Amen.
Yes, it is.
Sister Tawana?
Yes, it just means to me that reading it over and over that God has me. I don't have anything to worry about but be strong in his word. That's it.
All right. Thank you. Happy God.
Well, you know God's taking care of us regardless of what we're going through. So we really don't have to worry about things, but we do anyway, but you still got to have faith with God.
Amen. Mother Vernon?
I just want to read this where I wrote it down in my book. Have I not commanded Meosis to be strong and courageous? Do not be frightened and do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with Meosis wherever Meosis goes. That's how I feel that out with myself.
Yeah.
How did you feel
that
you
make me feel stronger and kind of move my faith up a little, made it be a little stronger. You know, a lot of times we go through something and sort of knock us down, but as we continue to focus on God, Jesus, and like I just read, that he is talking to me to be strong and courageous. So that makes me feel better, that I can, whatever I'm going through, I can do better by knowing that God is with me wherever I go.
Amen. Amen.
Yes. Yes. That verse that the Lord spoke to Joshua, be strong and courageous, you know, it reminds me of more scriptures as the Lord spoke to his people. He said, how fearful and wonderfully have you made me. You know, it's like, the Lord, all of us are different, you know, and the Lord is the only one that can put us back together from all our broken lives. And we do have to trust in his promises that he gave us. He gave us a lot of promises. And he says, remind me of the promises that I gave you. It's not that he don't know them. He want to know, do you know them? I sent you a letter, haven't you read? So, it's encouragement. And, you know, it's a God word is encourage yourself in the Lord. So he is our strength. He's our redeemer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he saved us from going down that everlasting pathway of destruction. By trying to guide ourselves, we cannot guide ourselves. We don't know the way. And the last I would like to say, in the world, we'll have trials and tribulations. But be of good cheer, for he has overcome the world. That can give us enough strength to make it day by day, one day at a time. You know, and we just have to let go of the past. We got to forget about looking back and think about what happened at Sodom and Gomorrah when God struck it and Lot wife looked back. We got to quit this looking back. You got to keep your eyes focused on what's ahead. Because more trials and tribulations, more rougher and tougher than the one we've been going through are coming. Things get worse before they get better. And we ain't got to the finish, to the end of the worst parts yet. Seems like as we go on, things going to get much, much worse. So we have to start to prepare ourselves. It's like practicing and exercising to stay in shape. We got to exercise our mind.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you know, and we do that with the Word of God. Our brain is, we don't use but about one-third of our brain. So
amen.
What we do with other two-thirds? We did not feed them. So they never get no light. Because it ain't got the nourishment that it needs. And we can only get that from God. Everything came from God, made by him, and for his purpose. That's why we here, not for our own selves. It's for his purpose. And once we realize that, by dwelling in his word, as his word wakes these lively words, wake us up in our system so we can perceive more of our purpose of what God has meant for us in this life. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Yeah, I would like to say, let us remember that victory belongs to Jesus.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Okay. I had Douglas Bruce join us, and he's going to see if he's a listener or if he wants to participate. Okay, he's listening, so we're going to keep moving on. There's one thing that I was thinking about, too, is I think some of our worries come from the fact that we want to have control over what it is that we're going through rather than just kind of letting go of that control. And I think that's the biggest struggle that we can have at times in the situations that we're in. But one of the things that I loved about this is going back to in the Bible, what Joshua was facing and why, you know, God commanded this to him, because he knew that Joshua was going to be facing a lot of trials and tribulations. And, you know, as you sit back and imagine what was going on at that time, Moses had died and they got a new leader.
You know, Joshua was probably questioning everything that he did, what he was going to do, and you know, God ain't told him the whole plan yet, so he's still trying to figure that out. So if we can just kind of put that in perspective and then take our little, I wouldn't say our little problems, but take our problems of today and kind of utilize it in the manner, I mean, utilize the tools that are available to us that will help us get past each day. And we got to kind of stay focused on each day, because I think the worry comes from, what's going to happen tomorrow? What's going to happen next week? Am I going to be able to pay my mortgage on the first? You know, we got to let that go and worry about that. You know, have a plan, but worry about that. Don't worry about that. Just allow it to come to pass. You know, that's one good thing. The next question says, number four, if God is with you wherever you go, how should that change your perspective on the unknowns and the uncertainties of your life today? Anyone wants to share what they wrote?
I said be grateful.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, who was that?
I said be grateful, strong, and courageous, because I have the assurance and I trust God is by my side.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Thank you. That was Sister Shirley, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Amen. So Mother Varner wanted to share her feedback.
What I wrote down was God would take care of us at all times. So that would keep us from worrying about what the day going to bring, when we know that God is in control.
Amen. Amen. Anyone else? Mm-hmm. Anyone else? What I wrote down was God. Okay, go ahead.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I said God cares for us. Knowing He's with me wherever I go, I feel that He will protect me, so I'm not afraid because I feel His protection around me. So that was kind of how I felt about the uncertainties and the unknowns. Anyone else? Okay. We'll go on to question number five. What hope does this verse bring to your life? What hope did it bring to your life during the week that you were studying? Mother Bonner?
Hope give me more encouragement. That's what I wrote.
Okay. Anyone else?
Thankfulness.
I like that. Anyone else?
No matter what happens, God is with me, and He will provide whatever I need to survive.
Amen.
Yes.
Anyone else?
And he's still saying, be strong.
Mm-hmm.
He's still going to take care of regardless of what we're going through.
Amen.
Amen. And one of the things that I read was that He gives us hope. And because He gives us hope, it gives me confidence in the decisions that I make about the issues that I'm facing. So I'm not going to even be concerned about what nobody else thinks, because it's between me and the Lord, and that's all that matters.
Amen.
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 Righty. Well, we went through. What have we gone through? I just say one. All right, I'm looking at the time. I apologize, guys. I don't know about you guys, but this is really good that we're sharing, and we're sharing of heart. We're sharing of the Word of God. And the big takeaway that is listed in the book says that even if today is unknown, I know that God is with me. And that did come out a lot of you guys' answers as we were going through that. It's just really good.
Yes.
But I'm going to ask this question. Do you guys want to start with day two, or you want to do that the next time we reconvene?
do that next time.
Next time. Okay, so we're going to talk about next schedule. We got a hiccup. Our church is having our 15th anniversary next Sunday, so we won't be available because it's at 3:30. There's an option on the table. Anyone can dial in on the phone, and you guys can have a regular session if you want. Or we can reconvene the following Sunday, which would be first Sunday.
But you be out of town, won't you?
I was going to go to the next part. I'm actually going to be out of town two Sundays. I may be able to join the first Sunday if I'll be with Brian. I may be able to join, but I don't think I could leave. But that's, you know, you guys can still have a regular old session where we normally do and take the time to go through the next week's lesson. And then when I return, we'll just pick up wherever we left off. Again, guys, we're on our own timetable. We don't have to work through this. We can take our time. I really like the discussion parts of it. That really helps all of us because we have an idea of what each other is thinking because we're all different. And I really have enjoyed this evening and going through the questions. It kind of had me a little scared for a moment how it's going to go, but it really felt really good that the sharing. It gives all of us, I'm sure, it reinforces our encouragement in God, in God's word.
Yeah.
He was going to be with us next week as well. I know I see Donna and Carrie, y'all know how to dial in the line, but do y'all want to do that? Or do we want to cancel?
We can counsel and wait on the first. He will be back on the first, won't he?
No.
On the first Sunday, Hubert and Mom should be here to go ahead and dial in.
Okay, well, we can go back to the first Sunday and we do the old way till you get back if they want to.
Okay. And then when we come back,
we'll skip this Sunday.
Yeah. So when I come back, which will be third Sunday in March, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the 17th. We'll pick up on day two in our workbook on page 17. March 17th. So the only thing that I encourage us to do in the meantime, as you go through each of your days, just continue to do some of those exercises in your day. Keeping low stated as well, find those special moments that you can spend with God. If it means walking, just getting, when the Holy Spirit wakes you up, you know, I tell myself, why you wake me up at 2 o'clock in the morning? You must want to talk to me. So I just start talking to him, and I said, can I go back to sleep? Because I don't need to wake up until 3. We really need to talk to God like, you know.
He's like him. Yeah, he likes us to be human with him.
Yeah.
Right.
He's our friend. He calls us our friend. So he calls us his friend. So if we're his friend, why can't we talk to him like we talk to our girlfriends or our guy friends?
Right.
You know, so just take the time to practice and come up with some tools to keep your mind off the things that worry us, because we're going to have trials and tribulations in our lives. That is never going to go away. We get rid of turn around the corner, there's another one. So you can't control those things that God has for us to go through, but you can control how you react to them, and that's what we should practice more.
Yeah.
Well, all right, then. Yes, Mother. Okay. So we're going to reconvene on March 17th. No, you guys are going to reconvene on March, my calendar again.
March the 3rd.
Y'all are going to reconvene, and Hubert and Mom are going to leave the call. And then And then the 10th, y'all do the regular call as well. And then on the 17th, we'll be back into our Joshua study. And hopefully I don't have anything else on my calendar for a while and we can really go through the learning.
So it'll be more.
So I'm going to do a quick round table and then I will close us out in prayer. And I'm going to let Deacon Low close us out in prayer, if you don't mind.
Okay.
We can do birthday. That's what we do. Mother, keep me honest. It is, what is month gone by so fast? February the 18th. Did we miss your birthday?
Is that what I
said? We went on last Sunday.
Oh, okay.
Oh, we got to back up to the 11th through the 24th. So, on the 12th, we have Stacy and Faith. On the 14th, we have Sister Shirley. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Yes.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
And then we have Sylvia Ball on the 14th. We had TJ. We had Sade. We had Antoine, which is Gerald's grandson. On the 11th, we also had Alexandra Williams. On the 16th, I have something. It looks like Joseph Lewis.
Joseph the fourth, yes.
Okay. Oh, that's what that four is. Okay. Lewis. On the 16th, are there any? I got Kim or Kenzie on the 15th. One of these days, I'm going to read through this list. That's both of the birthdays. Auntie Betty, would you do us the honor and sing a happy birthday to Sister Shirley and all?
That's Sister Shirley's grandson.
Mm-mm. Okay.
And her grandson.
No, not my birthday.
It's her grandson's birthday.
My grandson's birthday.
But your birthday is on the
14th. No, no, not mine. Not Sister Shirley.
When is your birthday, Sister Shirley?
Mine is in December.
Oh,
well, I'm ready to celebrate my birthday.
Sister Shirley Williams, there could be one of the Janet Williams family.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be Janet Williams family. I apologize, but
no problem.
I think better. You know what? You sing the birthday song, so let me hear somebody else.
But we party together.
So are you going to sing happy birthday, little baby? Sister Beryl, would you be willing to sing the happy birthday song for us today?
I'm not willing, but I'll do it. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to everybody. May God bless you.
Amen.
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 Amen. All righty. I'm going to do a quick round table, and you can say you don't have anything else to say, and then we're going to have Deacon Lowe close this out, and we're going to have a good evening. Start off with Auntie Carrie. Any other news you'd like to share with us tonight?
No. And
so
what about
the pick
in the
shed in? Yeah,
that's what you need to do.
You don't turn out. I got you, Auntie Dot. Auntie Betty. Auntie Betty, anything else you want to share?
Pass.
Okay. Sister Shirley?
Pass.
Okay. Sister Barry?
I pass.
Sister Tawana?
I pass.
Okay,
Doc.
Reminded me of the Thursday. Yeah, I got that. I mean, speaker shut in. Speaker Low.
Pass.
Mother Vernon.
Pass.
All righty. So let's bow our heads for our speaker shut in. But before we do we have anyone we want to add to the list or remove from the list?
To add Terry Marshall, one of my co-worker husbands, and Tiffany Kelsey asked me, could I add him to our list?
You said Terry Marshall?
Terry.
Okay. Is there anybody else? It was cutting out a little bit.
What did you say, Angela?
I just heard Terry. Was it anyone else?
It's my Perry. P-E-R-R-Y.
Perry. Okay.
Yeah. Marshall.
Okay. That's amazing. Yeah. Anybody to remove from the list? You have to please bow your heads for the ticket shut-in prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, we reach out to you on this evening to give you all the praise and all the glory. As we reach out, we ask you for your healing hand, Father God, for Perry Marshall, Douglas C. Flappy Jr., Douglas C. Flappy Sr. and family, the Briggs family, Tom Kendi, John Ransom, Auntie Marie, Donna Smith and family, Rhonda Banks, Oliver Nellums, Loretta Simmons, Auntie Dot, Beryl, Kiara, Mizakai, and Tawana, Carrie, and Uncle Willie Cody, Travis, Freddie, James Richardson, Joseph, Caroline, Brian, Afia, Tramar, Nasir, Jameer, Auntie Betty and family, Sister Shirley and family, the Lowe family and friends, including Mary Ann Lowe, Mary Lowe, and Hubert Lowe. The family of Auntie Janet Williams, the Jackie, Auntie Martha, the Moore family, the Cato family, Kenneth Jacobs, Jayla Miller, and Harold Beth. And Father God, we just ask you to surround all of our family and friends and loved ones and those that are probably incarcerated and those that are in hospitals, just surrounding them with the great dangers that they're facing on today, Father God, and because of their human frailty, we cannot withstand them. So give us the help of the mind and the body so that we those who suffer under sin may overcome and win the victory in you, Father God. We ask that you continue to be with them, send angels before them. If it's in the form of a doctor, Father God, just protect them and care for them. Give them strength. And give them encouragement, Father God, to trust in you for their healing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. So if Deacon Lowe can go ahead and pray us out, and we will reconvene next time.
Amen.
Everyone bow their heads. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to you this evening and we give you all the thanks that do your name, O Heavenly Father. Thank you for letting us come together one more time to share your word, to learn of you, and to share in a way that we all can get nourished from your words, O Heavenly Father. O Heavenly Father, we'd like to give you praise for what you do in our life every day. Every day is a new day for us, O we like to thank you, O Heavenly Father, for if it wasn't for you, where would we be now? O Heavenly Father, you have blessed us and cared for us, provided for us, protected us. You, Lord, you do so much, and we don't give you enough thanks. So this day, we want to give you all the thanks and praise. And for your glory, O Heavenly Father, that is guiding us in the way that you have us to go. Have us to surrender our will for your will for our life, O Heavenly Father. And we promise to give you all the honor, all the praise, and the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Have a blessed week, and we'll talk with you all soon. Enjoy.
And you have a safe trip on your vacation, Angela.
Well, thank you, guys. Thank you.
I love you. Take care.
Bye.
Good night.
Good night. That little baby. I can't believe you're going to start talking about some earrings.
Hello? Hello?